Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Does Paul's statement that each one of you has a psalm sanction soloists or group singers? In order to understand what is going on in regard to what God says, not only here in the context, but overall about singing, we've got to consider the broad context of the New Testament Scripture. As one considers the overall context of the New Testament Scripture concerning music and worship, friends, we understand that God only authorizes a cappella singing. There is no instance wherein in the New Testament Scripture that one can turn to that God would say that instrumental music of any kind would be acceptable or pleasing unto Him. Also, when we look in regard to what God says about music and worship, nowhere does He sanction or authorize soloists or groups. Always what we find is that it is to be a congregational participation whenever it comes to singing in worship. Take into consideration what the Apostle Paul taught at Ephesus in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Not one standing in front of the congregation and presenting their song, but rather speaking to one another. Mutually, we must participate. The same in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, singing and speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We are to participate in our song service together, collectively. The overall context of the Scripture demands that we have congregational singing. Why do we find this presented from time to time, these schools of thought? Friends, we live in a religious world today where that entertainment and presentation worship is popular, and it is growing by leaps and bounds continually. Liberal scholars, and when we speak about scholars, oftentimes we look at individuals and we say, well, they have studied. They've gone to school. They've got so many letters behind their name. And as a result of that, they are an authority. They have studied, most certainly. And sometimes they have studied the truth in regard to understanding the Scripture, but yet at the same time, most times, what we find with most religionists is that they have studied theology. They have studied their own doctrinal theology. And therefore, they come out of their schools of theology. They come away with their degrees with this behind them. And therefore, the things that they present is not in line with Scripture. Liberal scholars contend that soloist and group singings and praise teams are sanctioned by God. And they misuse and abuse passages such as is presented before us in the question, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26, as their proof text. But yet at the same time, we've already pointed out that God only authorizes congregational singing. Well then, what's going on in the context here of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26? The immediate context reveals that there is a serious rebuke of some sort being issued unto the saints at Corinth. Two times already in this epistle, in 1 Corinthians, what I mean, the Greek term ekastos, each other, has been employed. One scholar, and I find this interesting, amongst the liberal scholars, actually says that this ekastos, each other, literally signifies selfish individualism. And I would agree with that. As you look to the overall context of the way in which Paul has used this word, two times already before our context in 1 Corinthians 14, 26, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, each one had adopted the name of the person who had baptized them. That's selfish individualism. If you go on to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 21, each one had put his own interest above the interest of the congregation in the partaking of the Lord's Supper. That's selfish individualism. The same applies then as you go on in the immediate context before us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 28. Here, each one had abused their spiritual gifts. And what Paul is identifying here is that the purpose that God gives for worship is that we are to present ourselves in such a way that all are edified. Let all things be done unto edification. And if you go to the last verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40, he says, let all things be done in decent and in order. These individuals were abusing not only their psalms, but their other spiritual gifts, and it was chaotic whenever it came to the worship service. And here in the immediate context again, Paul rebukes them saying that each one has a psalm, and there's a time and a place wherein that it is to be presented. There is no authorization for soloist or praise teams out of this context nor anywhere else in the New Testament Scripture, friends. It is indeed congregational singing.